It just seems like he grew up too quickly. A week ago we were celebrating his birth. Yesterday those three strangers in their strange clothes with their strange gifts came to him and bent the knee before him. And today he's all grown up in a world that includes prison, grown up in a world that includes travelling from village to village, grown up in a world where there are people suffering from diseases and painful complaints of one kind or another, the possessed, epileptics, the paralyzed, all these people being brought to him. From the joyous hymns of childhood to the rough and tumble and pain and suffering of ordinary human life. He's grown up far, far too quickly. And he's grown up in the strange and the wayward places. He's grown up in Egypt. He's grown up in the villages of Galilee. He's grown up away from the centers of power, from the mighty and the powerful, from those who speak in the name of God in the temple in Jerusalem. He has grown up among the troubled and the suffering and those with painful conditions of one kind or another. And it's only the third day of the year, and he's all grown up already. All grown up, so that we can see him. We can see him busy in the painful places in our lives. We can see a man acquainted with prisons, a man whose own family member, his cousin, was in prison and beheaded. A man of the wayward places, a man beyond the boundaries of what is normal, of what is acceptable, of what is good. And bringing beyond those boundaries the good and the real and the kingdom of God to people. Yesterday we celebrated the Magi, the pagans recognizing Christ. Today we celebrate the consequence of that recognition. Today and again in our contemplation this year of the life of Christ, let us look at that child who grew to manhood so very fast, so very quickly, but who grew up in the wayward places, beyond the limits of the courts of the mighty, the places of the powerful, and the babble of priests in the temple. The man who grew to proclaim the kingdom of God amongst the outsiders, amongst those who are judged so quickly and so easily, among those who are cast out because of the misplaced propriety of the self-righteous. And let us look for that Christ, and let us look for that kingdom where it is, in the way out places, in the little towns, in the nooks and crannies of our own painful conditions, of our own complaints of one kind or another, of what possesses us, be it some sort of addiction, be it a sense of self-righteousness, be it a sense of judgment of peoples or other religions. Let us see there the Christ walking barefoot from village to village, in the tiny places, in the way out places, amongst the pained, amongst the suffering, amongst the rubble of our own lives, preaching to us the kingdom that comes through repentance, the kingdom that comes through the recognition of where he is and where he has grown up, in the wayward places of our own hearts and our own lives. For when we come to conversion, we see the fulfillment of that promise which John makes in the first reading, the promise of the answer to prayer. Because once we have given ourselves to this Christ who manifests himself in our own wayward places, our hearts are turned to be in union with the will of God. And we do not just seek in prayer for our own self-interests, for the addressing of our hurts and wounds, and for the destruction of our enemies, but we begin to approach the world with the mind of God, who took flesh and walks wherever there is pain, wherever there is suffering, wherever there is need. In my life he does that, and in the life of the world he calls us to extend in his name and under his power that healing in the wayward places. Amen.